Studies show that each day, 1 in 4 Americans eat some type of fast food. About 50 million of us have a meal in a fast food restaurant. 20% of all American meals are eaten on the run in the car. And for Alessio Fasano, a physician raised on a farm in Italy who came to practice in the United States, the American diet took some getting used to.
This was one of the most shocking cultural, you know, differences that I found out when I came over here. And the justification for the fast food was, I do not have the time. I live on the fast lane of life, so I would devolve somebody else to prepare food for me. The same kind of excuse said, I don't exercise, I don't have the time. Well, you find the time to exercise. You find the time for a healthy lifestyle, and therefore you will find the time to
cook. It's a matter of priorities.
Priorities, absolutely. If you consider our body as a very sophisticated machine that had been, you know, put together by evolution, and we took a lot of time to put this together, the changes in the way that we eat in terms of quality, quantity, and style really occurred in the past 2-3 generations. So it's been an abrupt change that really materialized when we really changed lifestyle.
In recent decades, fast food marketers have mounted a sophisticated ad campaign to entice busy consumers away from traditional home cooking.
There just isn't enough time in the day. Time to fight the traffic, to get to a job I can't possibly get done from 9 to 5. Time to run to the bank, stop at the post office, rush home, cook and clean.
Mommy!
A girl has to have a few secrets from her husband. Here's one of mine, instant mashed potatoes. He doesn't dream that these are instant because they have all the fluff and flavor of home mashed.
There's no disputing that fast foods bought in a restaurant or many processed foods purchased at the grocery store are engineered to save people time and, in some cases, money. But there are other effects. A Harvard study found a link between obesity and food prepared outside the home. When we don't have to cook our meals, apparently our calorie count tends to go up. And when corporations prepare the food, they tend to use more sugar, fat, and salt. Dr. Alessio Fasano treats digestive disorders at Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston.
You know, for 2.5 million years, we built an unbelievable engineer wonderland that is this body. Let's say a Ferrari, ultimate, you know, driving machine. And then you build this to have a tank in which you have to put gas. And until 50, 60 years ago, we put the gas in this tank, and the Ferrari was performing. Now we put water, or Coca-Cola, whatever you want to call it. No wonder why it's not performing the way we were supposed to, and you're going to get consequences.
Because the fuel is simply inappropriate.
Totally. You know, it will come as a surprise, but your grandfather, your grandmother, didn't have a refrigerator home. It did not exist. So you were forced to consume what was locally produced. There was no such a thing that, you know, eventually you keep stuff long or that you can import stuff from somewhere else because it's kept refrigerated. Everything needs to be consumed fresh and needs to be consumed by local products. There is a movement now that I'm pretty sure you're aware. There's the slow food or the zero-mile food.
Locavores.
That's right, locavores. That is exactly what they are proposing. I'm not saying that we have to go back in the caves and live like the caveman. That's not feasible. As I would never say, don't use the car anymore because it pollutes, or the cell phone because otherwise give me brain cancer. It's a common sense that we have to apply here. So if we use the car wisely and we, you know, eventually try to use, you know...